That's all for Information Desk this week. So I will ask Tim to introduce our fourth set of news stories.
Thank you, Dorothy. Norwich City Football Club have had a roller coaster week, winning away at Blackburn, but then only getting a draw at home against Rotherham, when a win would have taken them into the top six. We have a report on the disappointing home draw. We'll also be bringing you a feature about Teemu Pukki, their Finnish star striker, who has an impressive finishing record but is expected to soon leave the club. Other football news included new facilities for the club's complex at The Nest and a new bus route from The Nest to Carrow Road. We'll finish this section with two stories about successful local enterprises, a strawberry farm in Hempnall and a Norwich manufacturer of firefighting equipment. Dorothy will start with the report from Norwich's match with Rotherham.
Wasteful Norwich City were held to a 0-0 draw by Rotherham United at Carrow Road, missing the opportunity to go fifth in the Championship table. Preston North End's win against Reading meant the Canaries fell to eighth, but drop points by stuttering Millwall and Blackburn Rovers mean they moved within a single point of the playoff places. There was a palpable sense of the enormity of this fixture in the home crowd, and Oney Hernandez created its first chance. His driving run past Wes Harding resulted in Teemu Pukki's first opening of the afternoon, but the Finn's effort was deflected wide. Just 3 minutes later, Sam McCullum came close, his drive pushed away by Millers goalkeeper Josh Vickers, before Josh Sargent forced the 27-year-old's second save of the game. City's relentless onslaught continued, with a Hernandez at its heart. City came the closest of either team in the 55th minute. Once again, Hernandez was at the forefront, twisting and turning before firing a left-footed shot goalward. A deflection lifted it over Vickers, but Tyler Blackett did well to hook clear on the line. But Norwich couldn't break the deadlock, despite late chances for substitute Christos Zolis. Instead, they underlined the inconsistency that's come to define their season.
Plans for new facilities at Norwich City's football complex, The Nest, have received planning approval. The community hub, which is home to the Canaries women's team and a host of community sports foundation activities, will see a fenced-off 3G pitch installed along with floodlights. The car park and access roads on the site, on the edge of Helsdon, will also be extended within the complex. Plans for the all-weather pitch, which will double as a training area, were submitted to Broadland District Council in January and were approved earlier this month. According to plans, the pitch will be able to be used for 11-a-side matches, as well as 9-a-side, 7-a-side and 5-a-side games.
It will soon be easier for Norwich City fans to reach Carrow Road through the launch of a new regular bus service. Connect Bus has launched Canary Connect Route 35, which will offer hourly buses from the Nest Community Hub near Helsdon to the Canary City Centre Stadium. The move follows calls by campaigners to restore bus services to the Carrow Road area after services were scrapped in March 2020. Gavin Smith, Managing Director for Go East Anglia Connect Bus, said, "We are delighted to launch Canary Connect, which will enable so many more people to get around the city, connecting many popular sporting venues and transport hubs without having to rely on cars." Canary Connect will run 7 days a week, with the first bus coinciding with Norwich City Women's FC's match at Carrow Road against Ashford Town on Sunday, April 16th at 2 p.m. The service will start from The Nest at 8:15 a.m. every day, stopping at Norwich Airport, Cromer Road, Elsham Road, Anglia Square, Norwich Railway Station and Carrow Park, Riverside, with the last bus departing at 6:05 p.m.
Plans for a massive expansion of a strawberry farm have been approved, despite neighbours' fears it will destroy the tranquility of the area. A bid for a massive expansion of Spring Farm in Hempnall has been given the go-ahead by South Norfolk Council, SNC. It'll see the erection of around 16 acres of additional glasshouse and a further 7 acres of polytunnels. The scheme is expected to produce around 750 tonnes of strawberries every year, the equivalent of around 7 blue whales. But neighbours called on SNC's planning committee to reject the application at a recent meeting. David Hook, chairman of Hempnall Parish Council, argued the application would increase traffic and light pollution while also hurting the appearance of the area. He said, "It'll transform green fields into what is essentially an industrial site, have negative impacts on drainage in an area which historically has big problems with drainage, and it's going to negatively impact public rights of way, increase noise in the tranquil area, and potentially destroy habitats." The application was approved, 5 in favour, 4 against.
A city business, which started off in a kitchen, is now manufacturing firefighting equipment for use around the world. Delta Fire, which moved to Broadland Business Park in May last year as part of a $5 million expansion project, provides a range of nozzles, hoses and adapters to rescue services as far away as Australia. The family-run business, which originally started out in founder Ian Gardner's kitchen in 1990, is also hoping to become truly self-sufficient by pushing towards becoming a net-zero company. Jordan King, head of business development at Delta Fire, said, "Our main product is similar to what you'll find on a garden hose, just on an industrial scale. We supply our fire nozzles to around 70 to 80% of rescue services around the world and the Ministry of Defence, MOD. We have crews in Japan trialling our nozzle. We produce products for customers in Perth, Australia, and we have an ever-growing market in Nigeria." Delta Fire has also invested up to £1 million in new machinery at the Burt Road site, including advanced robot technology to increase automation and productivity.